With hyperprolactinemia and other drugs that antagonize dopamine D2 receptors, in vagus systema elevates prolactin levels, and the elevation persists during chronic administration. Paliperidone has a prolactin-elevating effect similar to risperidone, which is associated with higher levels of prolactin elevation than other antipsychotic agents. In vagus systema may induce orthostatic hypotension in some patients due to its alpha-blocking activity. It should be used with caution in patients with known cardiovascular disease, cerebral vascular disease, or conditions that would predispose patients to hypotension, for example, dehydration, hypovolemia, and treatment with any antihypertensive medications. Monitoring should be considered in patients for whom this may be a concern. Leukopenia, neutropenia, and agranulocytosis have been reported with antipsychotics, including paliperidone. Patients with a history of clinically significant low white blood cell count, WBC, or drug-induced leukopenia neutropenia should have frequent complete blood cell counts during the first few months of therapy. At the first sign of a clinically significant decline in WBC, and in the absence of other causative factors, discontinuation of vagus systema should be considered. Patients with clinically significant neutropenia should be carefully monitored for fever or other symptoms or signs of infection and treated promptly if such symptoms or signs occur. Patients with severe neutropenia, absolute neutrophil count less than 1,000 per millimeter cubed, should discontinue vagus systema and have their WBC followed until recovery.